Veterans of the Brazos Valley come from most every conflict of our country's military history, including Vietnam. For Lieutenant Joe Brewster, military history is a family affair. He was a platoon leader in Vietnam and Cambodia, survived through intense combat while many of his fellow soldiers did not. Joe Brewster is an Aggie and a mighty proud one, and that's a family thing, too. His grandfather and great uncle were Aggies. His father and uncle were Aggies. Joe and his brother are Aggies. And you guessed it, Joe has two sons who are fourth generation Aggies now.
There was two things I was assured of. Number one is I was going to graduate from Texas A&M University. And number two is I was going to be a soldier. And where most kids growing up would get on their dad's lap and be told stories, fairy tales, and make-believe stories, ours was always stories about World War II. And entirely different from most kids is that he would sit there and tell us the honest truth of what it was like being in the military and fighting in a war to end all wars.
Joe Brewster grew up in Temple. His dad, Olin Finley Brewster, was retired military, a hero, a real hero of the Battle of the Bulge.
Probably one of the most written about majors of World War II. In fact, in one battle during the very beginning phases of the Battle of the Bulge, he had six tanks and one company of infantry, one company of airborne at a roadblock called Parker's Crossing. And for 2 days, he held off a whole panzer division, giving the Americans a chance to regroup behind him before he was able to pull out. Now, he wasn't able to pull any of his vehicles or his tanks out. I think most of them were either destroyed, either by the Germans or he himself destroyed on his way out, but he was able to pull all his men out.
Joe Brewster went to A&M his last 2 years of college, but entered school as a third-year ROTC guy. Here's how that worked.
And A&M came up with this new program. It was a two-year program where you could do your first 2 years of regular college somewhere else, and then you could transfer in as a junior in ROTC. Now, before, you could go to another college and transfer in as a frog and do all 4 years ROTC, but this allowed me to come in as a full junior in ROTC program. What I had to do, though, was to attend a boot camp. It was a nine-week boot camp at Fort Knox, Kentucky. One of those things that I knew a lot about the military, but I knew right off the bat that I was going to have a difficult time because when we started doing marches and stuff like that, I had not been in the band before, nor had I attended any kind of military school. And so I was pulled off the side and given special instructions on even how to march.
But he was a quick learner.
By the end of camp, I ended up being number one in my company. And that carried over into where I got to A&M. I had to suffer through, but it was an enjoyable time frame of being a junior in the Corps, but having freshman privileges.
This was the 70s, and Joe Brewster knew where he was headed.
I ended up going to Vietnam.
There was no desk job waiting. Joe Brewster was there in the jungle, Army infantry. His survival skills from Ranger school training served him and his troops well.
After about 5 days of constant fighting, all the officers in my company, except for myself, were either wounded or killed.
Talking about his Vietnam experience did not come easy to Joe Brewster, and he still talks in measured tones, but he's proud of his service, as we are proud of his service. And you'll hear more about it next week. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.